Hi, I'm Susie Shaw. Some of you out there, hopefully, may have been listening to me for a few years, or maybe are familiar with me from some Facebook support groups or a website. I'm just really excited to be back after a few life changes and a little bit of a mindset shift. So before we jump back into my normal sort of mindset-focused content, I wanted to bring you up to speed about where I've been and what's happened lately. Now, if you're not familiar with my backstory, I had weight loss surgery, specifically a lap band, back in 2005. And I did really fantastic with it initially. But eventually, I developed some complications, as well as a 150-pound regain, which brought me to a weight that was even higher than my starting weight. Now, I struggled with that for a long time. The complications were pretty severe, but it took me until 2014 to get the insurance coverage to actually fix the complications that I had. And by 2016, I was at goal and happy with my weight for the first time ever. And I was happily paying it forward by supporting hundreds of thousands of people every day in online support groups, as well as with a podcast and, of course, a website. In 2022, though, I had a little bit of some changes. A big amount of changes. I separated and then divorced my now ex-husband. The stress of that process and, you know, setting up a new life, plus I had three fairly significant surgeries and a huge shakeup in my professional life left me with a little bit of a regain. Now, it wasn't nearly as dramatic as the 150-pound one that I had originally, but I'm in my mid-40s, and sadly, Mother Nature is playing a role in my health and my wellness that I really wasn't quite expecting to see. I kind of had hoped that that was a little farther down the road for me, but oh well. But it really made weight loss really, really frustrating for me for the first time in a long, long time, especially after the success I'd had after my weight loss surgery revision. So after discussing some of my options with my friends and my doctors, of course, we decided to try a medication called Kismia. I'm really not sure I'm saying that right. I can't find a succinct way to pronounce that on the internet. So I hope that's the right one. I didn't have a whole lot to lose. It was less than 50 pounds. But I didn't also have a whole bunch of spare change around to waste on very, very expensive medications. So Kismia seemed like it could take me to where I wanted to be health-wise and weight-wise and stuff like that. I was warned that because of the nature of the medication, it would probably not work long-term, less than 6 months. And I did do really, really well with it initially. It got me kind of gave me back some control and some peace of mind and fun stuff like that. But eventually, as expected, it did stop working. So it wasn't a total surprise, but I still had more to lose. And I was kind of on fire and ready to just kind of get rid of it and move past this regain phase again. Since I don't have the insurance coverage for weight loss specific medications, I had to do a little bit of research and see what options I did have. And that led me to a telehealth company named Mochi. And through them, I was able to start trying the new GLP-1 drugs that are really, really popular right now. And I did finally end up starting my journey with a Mochi and a GLP-1 drug in, I guess, the fall, November or so of 2022. So kind of to backtrack a little bit, when you're a member at Mochi, you're assigned both a doctor and a dietitian. And I've been so very impressed with both. The dietitian specifically had a lot of knowledge about bariatrics, was kind of familiar with my specific kinds of complications I had because they're not uncommon ones. The doctor was very, very understanding about my medical history, the surgeries that I had. One of them did include a hysterectomy. So with that does kind of come some hormonal changes. So it's not that surprising that I was kind of in the spot that I was. We eventually worked out something that would work for my goals as well as for my single mother budget. And I started on semaglutide, which is also known as Wegovy. It's the compounded form of Wegovy. As of today, I'm down right at 25 pounds, which is fantastic. I'm thrilled. I've got a little bit more to go. I wouldn't mind another 20, actually, honest, maybe 25 more. And I'm always open to seeing what happens you know, what kind of what I can do and what will happen. But I can't tell you how reassuring it is to see that kind of success again, to see the scale moving where I want to be making controlled choices again, all of that fun stuff. I'm so happy to have gotten back control of my life and my health, especially since my new life is really actually very fantastic. I'm very, very happy. So like I said earlier, for today's episode, I wanted to chat a little bit about my experience on semaglutide so far. Everyone always talks about the side effects, and I think the side effects actually make a lot of people really, really hesitate or decide not to even bother trying because they do seem kind of scary. There's some significant side effects that you've probably heard about. So I wanted to give a rundown of what I've experienced from the start of my journey up to through today. So I'm going to start with nausea. I haven't had any consistent or unexplained nausea. Now, to clarify that statement, if I'm thirsty, I'm starting to notice that I'm also a little bit nauseated. If I eat a few bites of food, just a little bit, like one or two bites too many, or if I eat too quickly, if I fail to chew well, if I eat really, really heavy food, like a loaded baked potato or fried or really greasy foods, even things that small portions of things that just have a high fat content, like egg salad or tuna salad or like a lot of salad dressing or something like that, I get really, really nauseous. And it seems to last for about 45 minutes to an hour, and then it kind of passes naturally. But honestly, I don't find those things off-putting because I can kind of usually link it to, okay, I'm thirsty, I ate the wrong thing, I know better, all of those fun things. So it's been really, really easy to manage and even easier to avoid from happening in the first place. Reflux and heartburn are also a really, really common one, including like sulfur burps and just really, really bad heartburn, really. I have a long-standing history with both heartburn and reflux. So I was prepared for that to be kind of bad. And in the back of my mind, I kind of felt like that would be the reason I would fail on these medications, that it wouldn't work. I haven't had any. In fact, if anything else, I've had zero and I stopped taking the Nexium. Oh gosh, I probably stopped taking that in like August and I haven't needed any since. And that's been amazing. I started the medications in November, but to go this long without them, I can't think about the last time I did that. I really, really can't. Constipation is also another really, really common side effect. But my doctor from the get-go warned me very, very strongly about that. She said you can almost bank on that one as being a complication or a side effect that you're going to see. So she urged me to make sure I was drinking enough water and to add a daily fiber supplement to my routine. If you've listened to me before, you know that I'm not a fan of gummy vitamins or chews for a few kind of technical reasons. So I didn't want to bother with those. I did go ahead and select an unflavored powdered fiber supplement, just the kind you'd find at the grocery store, to my morning protein or my smoothie in the morning with protein, coffee even. It's been working really, really well so far. I also keep fairly active both in the gym and making sure that I'm getting some intentional movement throughout most days, as movement is really important for your whole body, inside and out, not just from a like exercise or weight loss perspective. I also do try to drink as much plain water as I can. Usually hit about 80 ounces a day. So, as far as anything else I've had two other ones. The first being I've noticed some hair loss in the past, probably month and a half, 6 weeks. I'm not really sure what that's all about. I'm on top of my vitamins still. I've made some adjustments in the kind of hair support that I use, and I'll talk more about that in the future once I kind of confirm what's happening and stuff like that. I also went ahead and had a lab draw earlier this week to make sure I'm okay on that front. So fingers crossed. But I have a history of iron anemia specifically, and usually need an infusion every few years. So it might just be time for that, because one of the side effects of iron deficiency is hair loss. So I'm hoping it's as simple as just needing an infusion. But we'll see. And hopefully I'll have some more to talk about that process in an upcoming episode. I also went through a period with extremely dry skin. Like my whole body, scalp to toes, was actually flaky. It was like kind of weird. I made some changes to my hygiene routine as far as like soap and moisturizer. And if you want specifics, just in case, I mean, I'm happy to name brands. I switched to using a moisturizing bar soap, just good old-fashioned Dove soap. I also added that Neutrogena body oil, the rain bath, that you put on after the shower before you towel off, and then you just kind of like wipe it off with your towel, no rinsing. And then I also switched from like the fancy lotion that I was using with a really, really pretty smell to just good old-fashioned cocoa butter. And I also really, really started at that point paying attention to water. I don't think I was getting enough water. And I really started being a little bit more intentional about that. It seemed to have resolved itself within like a week or two of those changes. So I'm kind of chalking it up to being slightly dehydrated as well as just needing a little bit more hydration overall in my on like, you know, on my skin and stuff like that. So that brings me to the big kind of plus that these medications bring that everybody talks about, and they call it food noise. Now, if you're a longtime listener or if you're familiar with me from before, you know that I struggle with that. So much so that I actually nicknamed it Fat Brain a few years ago and went into a lot of detail about it in support groups, on a website, as well as in a former season of this podcast. Well, I still have it. I will say it's incredibly reduced and very, very quiet. But it's still there. Now, oddly though, I actually, as much as it's still there, I actually struggle with deciding what to eat. I seem to gravitate towards two ends of the spectrum with my food choices. I want very, very bland foods or fairly spicy or complex tasting ones, like lots of curries, Korean spices, like really, really complex, very spicy foods, or like potatoes with butter. Like there doesn't seem to be any sort of in between, and I don't really know why that is. I also no longer want coffee, which, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I go back and forth about that. I make it more as a routine because I have to be around people. I work in an office now. But for the first time in my adult life, once I'm done with my first cup of coffee, I very rarely have a second one. In fact, it's rare for me to even finish that first cup of coffee. And again, I'm not mad at that because I drink Nespresso and that can be kind of fairly pricey. But what's interesting is that if I don't think to make the coffee, I don't even think about the coffee. I also, though, on that same kind of realm where I'm not craving coffee, I'm also having to really, really force myself to drink water, where previously I'd easily go through 100 ounces or more before 3 p.m. on an average day. So I've had to pull out more of my little old tricks from when I was a very early post-op to get that water in, and that's made a big difference in my, you know, the nausea that I talked about, as well as my, you know, hydration, my skin not being all flaky and weird. But I noticed that I was having a struggle getting water in right around the time that my skin dried out. I'm thinking that there must be some sort of lack between that maybe I was really dehydrated. I don't know. I mean, it's difficult to say at this point. Now, as far as portions and food go, it's been a really, really slow reduction in portion size for me. I didn't increase the dosage as quickly as some do, so maybe that's why. I'm not sure. I did have a weight loss surgery revision, like I mentioned earlier, and my restriction levels have always been a lot lower than what I see most experience with weight loss surgery. So to get to goal, I had to focus on high volume foods, huge salads, vegetables that were always raw, melons, berries, on the side of everything, lots of lean steaks, chicken breasts, lean pork chops too. I rarely, if ever, used a sauce. And if I did, it was only while cooking, not in addition to, just because I didn't want things to kind of slip down easily. I also didn't eat yogurt or puddings. I love those foods, but they never gave me that kind of satisfaction long enough to bother with those calories. So fast forwarding to this past winter, while I've been on GLP-1, I found that it was getting to that soft fullness stage and just where you sort of kind of lose interest in your food much more faster than normal. Like it's been kind of bizarre, in fact. And I'm right now in a weird spot where I really struggle with what to eat. I still have some cravings from time to time, but I really do struggle with identifying what to cook or what to go get to eat. And like to the point where I can't even decide on a restaurant when we decide to go out for dinner or, you know, like when I don't want to cook. That's a first for me, like my whole life. And I want to be clear too, though, none of this is upsetting for me. I literally feel so happy and like joy when I can't finish my plate of food, which is more often than not lately. I love that I can have a bite of cake or a little bit of, you know, something sweet or something delicious, enjoy it thoroughly, and not care if I have another bite at all. I'm no longer doing mental gymnastics to keep myself honest in regards to my diet or my mindset. I also love that I think of food so rarely that when I'm presented with the question of where to eat, like I said before, I have no idea what I want. That's absolutely been a first for me. I am always ready to eat, always ready to, I know what I want. I know what I want to eat tomorrow and the next day. So it's been a really, really refreshing change to kind of free up my mind from that, where I'm not forcing myself to stop thinking about food, but having to kind of be a little bit more intentional about the food that I do eat and the ones that I do want to eat. It's really nice. So that's it. That's my story so far. I do have more to say. I'll be back sooner than the last gap in the podcast. Specifically, I wanted to talk about in the future episode about how, you know, these medications are really going to impact weight loss surgery and obesity in general in the next few years, especially since I have a little bit of personal experience and professional experience in working with people who've had weight loss surgery and have seen a lot of, I don't want to call it anecdotal stuff, but a lot of real life firsthand experience with both. I also want to touch on, too, in a future episode about how carbs, like potatoes and bread, can actually fit into a smart diet with these medications in play, because they really do change the way that you have to eat because of the way the medications work. But in the interest of time and keeping focus, I'm going to close here with just my experiences and promise that there'll be more later. I'd also really, really love to hear your thoughts. Urge you to send me any questions that you might have, especially if you have a topic that you'd like me to touch on or something that you want to hear more about. Go ahead and send me an email. My email address is Susie@realtalkwithsusieshaw.com. And I would love to hear from you. So with that, thanks for stopping by, and I hope that we can chat again soon.